Welcome to this podcast about Fire Island and Cook Inlet in Alaska. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Fire Island is about 5.5 miles long and lies near the head of Cook Inlet within the municipality of Anchorage, separated from Point Campbell by 3 miles of tidal flats, and about 7 miles from Point Possession and 7 miles from the mouth of the Little Susitna River, roughly 24 miles northwest of Hope and 9 miles southwest of downtown Anchorage, Alaska. The island's core is a glacio-deltaic formation, layers of sand, gravel, and till, laid down some 14,000 years ago near a glacier lobe in the Susitna Valley, later capped by wind-blown dunes and rimmed by bluffs averaging 200 feet high. Captain George Vancouver named it Turnagain Island on April 20, 1794, after nearby Turnagain Arm. The Dena'ina name, Nutuli, or object that stands in the water, appeared on an 1847 Russian chart as Ostrov Mushukli, or Mushukli Island. By 1895, the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey had adopted the name Fire Island, which stuck. Fire Island hosted Dena'ina fish camps from 1918 until the 1970s. According to a Dena'ina elder, a village once stood on the island until an epidemic, sometime before 1934, forced survivors south across Turnagain Arm to Point Possession on the Kenai Peninsula. During the Second World War, the American Army used the island as a lookout for Japanese submarines. In September 1951, the Air Force established Fire Island Air Force Station, staffed by about 200 people, as a radar warning and Nike missile site for NORAD. The base also housed an FAA air traffic control radar and communications post. The station closed in 1969, though the FAA kept its own facility running until 1980. The remaining structures were razed in the 1990s. In 1982, the site passed to Cook Inlet Region, Inc., or CIRI, an Alaska Native corporation, as surplus federal property. CIRI now owns 90% of the island's roughly 4,000 acres. The FAA and the Coast Guard hold the rest. Various uses have been proposed for Fire Island, including expanding the port of Anchorage or building industrial facilities, but scant fresh water rules out large-scale development. In the early 1990s, Chugach Electric, a local utility, identified the island as a promising wind farm site, citing strong and steady winds, proximity to Anchorage, and few conflicting land uses. CIRI, through its subsidiary Fire Island Wind, began preparatory work in 2009, and turbine construction proceeded through the summer of 2012. On September 24, 2012, all 11 turbines began feeding electricity into Anchorage's grid, making it the first megawatt-scale wind project in south-central Alaska. The site was designed for 33 turbines in 3 strings of 11, and as of mid-2026, CIRI describes a second string as shovel-ready, since the necessary roads, transmission capacity, and switchgear are already in place. Construction has stalled for want of a utility willing to buy the added power. Thank you for listening. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock, copy edited by Claude AI, and read by a computer-generated voice. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.